Obesity has become an epidemic in most parts of the world. And it's getting worse, despite the apparent expertise of the medical community. Why is that? Maybe obesity is a cash cow for them, so why handle it? Life begins at the end of your comfort zone, Neil Donald Walsh. That's true. You won't get anywhere staying in your comfort zone. To really have a substantial change, we must be okay with discomfort to some degree. Today, I want to introduce you to my brand new book, The Obesity Factor: Blow Weight Loss Obstacles Out of the Water. I've been working on this for a while. And now here it is on Amazon. The Kindle book is live now. The paperback will be up soon. And the audiobook will be up next week. I'd love it if you could help my book become a bestseller on Amazon. It'll help many people who are struggling with their weight. I've included a lot of bonus material with it, so it's a steal. You can get it at wlmind.com/OF. That's wlmind.com/OF. I appreciate your support. I've included the introduction for the book here so you can get a taste of what it's about. The Obesity Factor is not a book about dieting. I'm sure you agree. We have enough of those. It's also not a weight loss plan. Plans fail more often than they succeed. You're probably here reading my book because you've experienced something like that. The Obesity Factor stands at the beginning of all diets, all weight loss plans, and all weight loss goals. It deals with the one reason why all these things inevitably fail. It deals with who you are being right now. This is your current mindset. You're not winning the weight loss game because your mind and body are working against you. How could that be possible, you might ask? Habits are formed over many, many years. They become so ingrained that you believe it's who you really are. The truth is, you're a capable being who has created a strong mindset that's working against you. Weight loss is really tough if we're being completely honest, right? Anyone who has never struggled with their weight or been at the mercy of emotional eating cannot truly understand our plight. If you've carried excess weight for a while, then you know it just gets harder and harder to take it off. The habits become so stuck, so automatic, that it's no longer a conscious choice. Whether you're aware of it or not, emotional eating has taken over. It's no longer as simple as using your willpower to drop a few pounds. No, it has become more complex and you need a different approach. I'm not talking about weight loss surgery or wrapping bands around your stomach. I don't entirely agree that that's the answer. Why? Because you haven't handled the underlying issues that created your weight problem in the first place. Let's face it, you got into this difficult situation because of who you are. No one else is to blame. You got there by yourself. It's who you've become. That who is your mindset. Your mindset is the complete sum of all your habits, ideas, opinions, fears, doubts, personality traits, etc. What it is determines who you're being right now. So right there is the answer to the questions, how can I lose weight or why can't I lose weight? The only way to successfully change your situation is to make changes to your mindset. No one can completely do that for you. They can help, which is the whole purpose I wrote this book. But ultimately, you're responsible for making the necessary changes to your mindset, to you. But don't let all that scare you. It's not that difficult if you're willing to put in the necessary effort to get it done. It just takes consistent effort with the resolve to never give up until you make it. In this book, I've given you many tools to help you change for the better. It's now up to you to take those tools and make a real difference in your life. I have faith in you and believe you can do it. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm rooting for you. So are you ready to get started changing your mindset? Let's do it. I'm with you all the way. Rick Taylor. Okay, just some final words here. Do you know anyone who could benefit from my new book? Send them this podcast or link to the book. I would like to help as many people as I can benefit from the material in it. You know what? Even if a person reads the material without doing any of the action steps, it will still have a positive effect on their thinking and mindset. So do them a favor. Send them to wlmind.com/OF. That's wlmind.com/OF.